Franklin here, and this is the Nuanda Archives. And from the archives, I present to you another Earthly Entries on a Tuesday. And since this is the season finale, I'm here to tell you from here on out, Earthly Entries will be found on a separate podcast called Beyond Nuanda. And Words from the Sands will be found still here on the Nuanda Archives. Today will be a brief discussion about Mount Shasta. The actual origin of the word Shasta isn't definitely known. Some guess it's derived from people of the same name. Shasta rises 10,000 feet above its surroundings. On a clear winter day, it can be seen 140 miles to the south of the mountain. It's attracted writers, tourists, politicians, and more throughout the years. The mountain has four overlapping volcano cones that have built a complex shape, including the main summit and a satellite cone of 12,330 feet. The mountain's surface is relatively free of glacial erosion. There are seven named glaciers on Mount Shasta, and the four largest are Whitney, Bolam, Hotlam, and Winton, radiating down from high on the main summits. The oldest known settlement in that area is from 7,000 years ago. Some known legends of the mountain include the mountain being inhabited by the spirit of the above world, Skell, who descended from heaven by a Klamath chief. It's been interlinked with legends of Lemuria. It has been also linked to many stories of UFOs as well. Well, that does it with this Earthly Entry. I'm Franklin, and this is the Nuanda Archives. See you in Season 2, and also stay tuned for Beyond Nuanda. Farewell.